Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek HaBa'aser, the 14th Perek in the Rambam's Hilchas Isurei Bria, the laws of forbidden relationships in the Sefer Kedusha. We continue the theme of the previous Perek discussing the laws of converts, specifically accepting converts, and also their laws as it relates to the halachas of arayas of forbidden relationships. So the Rambam first opens up in the order of how we go ahead with the conversion process. Halacha Aleph. Ketza Mekamel Ger Tzedek, how do we receive a righteous convert? So, when an individual comes to convert from the Gentiles, and they inspect after him, as we said in the previous paragraph, they don't find any ulterior motive. So, Emily, they say to him as follows, what did you see fit to convert to the Jewish people? Yet, don't you know that the Jewish people in these days, in these times, in exile, the Vuyim are afflicted, with Chufim and crushed, and subjugated, and strained. And all types of afflictions coming on Jewish people. Imam Afri says, yeah, I know. And I'm not worthy. If only I would be worthy to be part of the Jewish people. We immediately accept that person as a ger. Halacha based. Now, we let him know the primary fundamental principles of the Jewish faith. Which is the unity of God. Everything is Hashem. The Isra of Zara and the prohibition of idolatry. And we're lengthy in this idea to explain to him so that he knows, he understands the unity of God, which is the primary idea about how the world runs. Now, umedinos and mitzvahs kalos, you also let him know a little bit of some of the easy mitzvahs, umitzvahs mitzchamur, some of the more difficult mitzvahs. But we're not lengthy in that topic. And we let him know avin leket, the sin of leket, which is that when a person is harvesting and cutting the grain and some stalks fall down, you have to leave it for the poor. Shikha, that which is when someone is taking bundles and if he gets one bundle in the field, you're not allowed to take it. Upeya, which is when someone is going and harvesting the field, he should leave over a corner and not harvest that and leave it over for the poor. Umayser sheni, and the second type, which seems like that the word should say umayser ani, which is in the same category of the types which are in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, they go to the poor people. Umedinaisai, unshun shal mitzvahs, and we let him know the punishment of mitzvahs. As Ram says, Ketzad how so? I'm going to tell him like this. Every day you should know. Until you didn't come to this faith, if you ate chaylev, which are certain fats in the animal which are prohibited to the Jewish people, you wouldn't get any punishment of karas, which is dying young and children dying and a few other things. You get cut off. If you would desecrate the Sabbath, you wouldn't get a punishment about being stoned to death. Now, this guy, now that you convert, if you eat those forbidden fats, at the onish kars, you get a punishment of kars. If you desecrate the Shabbos, at the onish skill, you get a punishment of being stoned. Now, but they don't increase mentioning all these punishments, and they don't go through all the specific particulars regarding the subcategories and specifics of these punishments. Shemi yigrim letard, because that might cause to chase him away. Well, I tell you something, and to turn them away from going to the good path to go onto the bad path. Because in the beginning, you don't draw a person, rather with words of willingness and of soft words. Like it says in the passing, with the ropes of man I will draw him, and then with cords of love. Now halacha gimel. Just like we notify him all the punishments of the commandments if he doesn't keep them, so do we let him know the reward of the commandments? We let him know by doing these mitzvahs, merits to the life of the world to come. There's no totally righteous person, only a person of wisdom that does these mitzvahs, and who knows these mitzvahs intimately. Finally, they tell him, "Have you day? You should know that the world to come is only hidden away for the righteous." After the Jewish people, and this that you see, Yisrael, the Jewish people are in pain in this world. Because the good is hidden away for them. Because the Jewish people cannot accept the abundance of good in this world, like the nations of the world. Because that might cause their hearts to become elevated, to become arrogant. The Yisu, and then they'll stray. And then they will lose the reward of the world to come. Like the pasuk in Devarim, the Yishman Yeshurun Meyivat. Yeshurun is one of the names of Kol Yisrael, that they become fat. And become arrogant, and then they rebel against God. So therefore, that's why the Jewish people are not on top of the world in this world. Now, on the other end, halacha, hey, v'enakadosh baruch hu mevi aleihem riv paranos, but neither does God bring them too much punishment. Kadesh Leyev just said the Jewish people should not be wiped off from this world. El kalum is calling, rather, all the other nations of the world, they perish, the heimim, and the Jewish people remain standing. and we're lengthy about these concepts, so that they feel cherished by joining the Jewish people. Now, if he retracts, doesn't want to accept becoming a Jew anymore. So he goes on his way, and he goes back to being what he was up until this point. Now, if he accepts, we don't delay performing the mitzvah of having him become a Jew. We circumcise him right away. Now, if he was already circumcised, so you draw a little bit of the blood of the covenant, and you wait until he has a full recovery, and then, so that the water doesn't injure him, then we tie him in the mikveh after that. And we have three people standing over there when he's doing the tefillah in the mikvah. And they let him know a little bit of the easy mitzvah, a little bit of the more difficult mitzvahs a second time. When he's there standing in the water. Now, if she was a woman, so it's women that they take care of the procedure of having her go into the water of the mikvah up until her neck. And the judge on the outside. And they let her know a little bit of the easy mitzvahs and of the difficult mitzvahs. She's sitting there in the water. And then she dips in front of them. And they turn their face around and they leave. So they shouldn't see her when she's coming out of the waters of the mikvah. Now, up until then we spoke about a ger tzedek. A fully righteous convert becomes like a regular Yisrael. Then there's a concept known as ger toshav. Says the Rama, is that who ger toshav? What's considered the resident convert? So, Zed Goy, this is a Gentile, Shekibah Lav Shalei Yavad Avodah, who accepts not to worship idolatry, Im Shor HaMitzvah Shen Stav B'nei Nech, with all the other seven commandments that a non-Jew is commanded to fulfill, but B'lei Mol, B'lei Tavli, he's not circumcised, he's not tabling in the mikveh, he's just keeping the seven Noahide laws, Harizim Mekam Lo said, so they accept him as a Ger Toshav, V'hu Mechasidu Masam, that's what's known as from the pious of the nations of the world. Now, B'lam Nekr Shmei Toshav, why is it called the Ger that Toshav? Because it's permitted to have him dwell amongst us in Eretz Yisrael, like we explained, that's why it's not really a ger tzedek, but he's a ger who sojourns, lives, toishav, as a dweller amongst us. Now, but the Rambam says, Allah chas, but we don't accept this procedure, this designation of the title of ger toishav, only in the days when the yovel cycle is applicable, which the Ravid contests that. In these days where we don't have the Shemitah and the Yevil, we don't have the Yevil, which has certain unique halachas of Avadim going back, and so on and so forth, and when the majority of Jewish people are there, so therefore, if a Gentile comes and accepts the whole Torah, except for one particular of the Jewish law, which is definitely more than what we said a Ger Toshav has to, but not enough for Ger Tzedek has to accept everything, we don't accept him again because we don't have the laws of Ger Tzedek, says the Rambam, in today's times. Now, halacha tes, a related type of a person, is a slave that's purchased from a non-Jew. Says the Rambam, "Evan lukach minagoyim." A slave is purchased from a non-Jew, which, since he's not coming by himself as a regular ger is, so in Amalur, we don't tell him, as we said regarding a ger who is coming to join the Jewish people on his own initiative. We don't tell him "Mori Isa Shabasa," or "What you see fit that you're coming," because this is not on his own. He's being sold as a slave to a Jewish person. Rather, we tell him, we know why he's coming, he's sold to the Jewish people, but we say, Ritzaincha Shetikanis Lchal Abdi Yisrael, is it your desire to enter into the slaves of Jewish people, Betim and Ekshem, and that to be from the upstanding ones, which he has like a quasi state of a Jewish person, he has the commandments like what a Jewish woman has, or not? So Imratza, if he's willing, so Medin Lai Ikar Adas, we'll let him know the primary principles of the Jewish faith. Some of the easy mitzvahs, some of the difficult mitzvahs, their punishment, their reward. Like we said, as we notify the convert, we tevel him in the mikvah like a ger. Let him know about the mitzvahs when he's in the water. Now, if he doesn't want to accept this, I don't want to accept these Jewish laws. So we're busy with him for 12 months, meaning seeing how it's going to turn out. But and ultimately some to non-Jew, to a Gentile, but you can't keep him who he doesn't want to accept the status of Eved Yisrael, to the Jewish mitzvahs, more than that period of 12 months. Now, but if originally the stipulation was they made up that we're not going to circumcise him, we're not going to tell him, rather he'll be like the resident convert. Oh, then you're allowed to sustain him in his work, his slavery, as a Ger Toshav, and ve'imakam an Eved Gizel b'zman yivu, but still, as we said, the whole Ger Toshav is almost Man Yevil, so such a slave also can only be maintained to be in that status of Ger Toshav if he's not accepting to be like Eved Yisrael, which is more of a Jew than that, only at the time when the Yevil cycle is working in the Jewish law. Now, in Halacha, Yud, the Ram continues regarding now regarding the Isser of Arayis as applies to non-Jews and regarding when they convert and become Ger. So the Rambam here is discussing in the next few halachas a few different types of Arayis. There are those which are unrelated Arayis, which has nothing to do with being related, which is a married woman, a Nida, a homosexuality, which is another male, an animal, bestiality. So all those are forbidden to a non-Jew, just like a Jew, except for Nida, which they don't have those halachas. Then you have blood relatives, which are seven, which are also permitted to a non-Jew, except for his mother and his maternal sister, which they, him and the sister, have the same mother. Then you have in-laws, which are relatives that are forbidden to him because of his marriage to his wife, which are all permitted to Gentile. And then you have his relatives' wives, which are four by the Jewish people, which all permitted to Gentiles except for his father's wife. So it comes out biblically the arayos that have forbidden to Jewish people are 22, and only six of them are forbidden to a Gentile. Now, regarding Gerim, it gets a little more complicated. Those that were forbidden to him as a non-Jew, like his mother or his mother's sister, his maternal sister, those are rabbinically forbidden to him. Why they're rabbinically forbidden to him? Although when he converts, they're not really related to him, Kakot and Chanel dummy, from the fact that they shouldn't say, oh, when I was not Jewish, I had more severe laws than I am right now. So even if he marries them prohibitively, which he's not allowed to when he's not Jewish, when he converts, we separate him from, let's say, his mother and his maternal sister. Now, regarding arayos that were permitted to him when he was a non-Jew, are rabbinically forbidden to him from the reason that people shouldn't make a mistake and say, oh, he's Jewish, so it looks maybe Jewish people are also permitted in these types of arayos. But regarding relatives that are paternally related to him, meaning from his father's side, the Rabbanu are not goyzer because no one's going to say he came from a Kedusha Chamur to a Kedusha Kala because you see that his maternal relatives are forbidden. And they're also not going to say, oh, it must be that by Jews is permitted because everybody knows that there's no patrilineal descent from, that there's no relationship between the father and his Gentile son. So it comes out that the arayos that are forbidden to get rabbinically are nine. Two of them because that they shouldn't say, oh, they came from Kedusha Chamur to Kedusha Kala, which is his mother and his maternal sister. And seven, that people shouldn't think that the same thing would be permitted by a regular Jewish person. With that in mind, the Rambam says like this. He says, Hagoyim, the Gentiles, ain asur nalei mishum erva. They have no prohibitions regarding arayos, Ella, and they do have. It's one of the seven Noahide laws, but Ella imoy, but the problem would be having relations with a mother, and the ashes of his father's wife, b'achleisim imoy, and his maternal sister, they have the same mother, v'ashes ish, a married woman, v'zachar, and having relations with another man, u'behema, and with an animal, k'mishis bar b'hilchas malachim u'machim maseim, like it will be explained in the laws of the kings and their wars in Perek Tes Halacha, hey. Avashar arise, but all other forbidden relationships that a Jew has, mutarlam are permitted for non-Jews. Now, halachiraf, that's regarding when he's a non-Jew and he's a Gentile. Now, goish shenizgayer, a Gentile that converts, ve'evishen shtach, or the equivalent, which is an eved slave when he's freed, hariko kon shenel. He's like a child that's born, or reborn. And v'chol shei basa shayla kishu goy, so therefore any relative that he had when he was not, when he was a Gentile, like sheva when he was a slave, and shei basa is not really related to him anymore, he's like a new person. Then this guy who behem, now if him and them convert, he's not liable on anyone in the biblically as an erva because we're like not related, although we're blood relatives, but we're considered like newborn children. Now, Allah Yud Beis. Didn't I, according to biblical law, shemutu l'goy, or the gerusa should be to a ger, that it's permitted for a convert, she'yisi imoy achaysa me'imoy, she'niskayru. So based on what we said, according to biblical law, that like newborn people, although they were related, they were relatives when not Jewish, but when you're Jewish, you're like a new person. He's allowed to marry his mother or his maternal sister when they convert. Now, avacham asa dabazeh, but the sages, they said it's forbidden. As we mentioned before, Kadesh Shalimish said they shouldn't say, oh, banam gedush chamul gedush kala. We obviously are coming from a more severe sanctity as a Gentile to a lighter sanctity, she'emesh, because yesterday, meaning before we converted, hachleizu asura. This was forbidden for him to marry his mother and his sister. But yom teres, and today I'm allowed to. So rabbinically, they made it forbidden. And the chinger shabal imay achleise. So too, if a convert has relations with his mother or sister, and the woman, his mother or sister, are still Gentiles, harizik abal anarches. It's like having relations with a non-Jewish woman, which would be rabbinically forbidden to a Jew. Now, halacha yud gimel. Ketzed din hagim by roish shel shebasa. How is the law of converts regarding the forbidden relationships that are because of being
a relative. So says Rambam, Haya Nasik Shugai, if he was married when he was a Gentile, Le'imai to his mother, or to his maternal sister, which was an Ervatim even as a non-Jew, as a Gentile. Then this guy, now the two of them, they convert. So we separate them in commission, like we explained in the previous halacha, where rabbinically it's forbidden. Biblically, they're like two unrelated people. Rabbinically, it's forbidden, so that they shouldn't say, oh, originally we were Gentile, it was forbidden, and now it's permitted. Now, the Mahayan Nasal Asharai is, now if he was married to some other Erva, then this guy who ve'ishtai, and him and his wife convert, say, Ima Frishnaisam, we don't separate them. Meaning, it's not similar to the case of when he was married to his mother or his maternal sister, because the other reason is, oh, they're going to say, we came from a Kedusha Chamor, Kedusha Kala, so we separate them. But all other rites, we're not concerned with them, because people see that, obviously, it's not a Kedusha Kala, because we know his mother and his maternal sister are forbidden. Rather, they're going to say that, okay, after that they accept the yoke of the Torah, it's like a new halacha, and therefore, although they were arayas, but now they're permitted to be married. Ger also b'sheh ha'ayim achash in this gar. However, a convert is forbidden in his maternal relatives, achash in this gar, meaning that he has from his mother's side, after he converts. That's midiri 7, that's because of rabbinic law. And as we mentioned before, umutu b'sheh ha'af, but he's permitted in his paternal relatives, even his father's wife, which was forbidden to him as a non-Jew. Because only by arayis that don't have a paternal element, we're concerned that people can make a mistake and say, oh, by a Jewish person, it's also permitted. Which is the other reason why we make rabbinic prohibitions on a ger. But regarding paternal relatives, that's from his father's side, no one's going to make a mistake. Everyone knows that a guy has no relationship to the seed of his father. And therefore, even though it's a well-known definite thing that this guy, that this is a relative from his father's side, let's say that it's twins, where it's obviously well known that the father was the same father of this because they were twins. Even so, they did not make a gzeir, the Rabbanan, on the paternal relatives, as we mentioned. The fikr, therefore, a ger, a convert is allowed to marry the wife of his paternal brother. The eshes achi aviv, he's also allowed to marry the wife of his uncle, of his father's brother. The eshes aviv, he could even marry his father's wife. The eshes benoi, or his son's wife. Again, because paternally, whether going up or down, there's no relationship. And even if she got married to his brother, or to his father, or to his father's brother, or to his son, which are the cases we mentioned, even though everyone's Jewish, and that's they got married after they were Jewish, doesn't make a difference. We're not related. Even though we're all Jewish and brothers and family, he can marry his father's wife, brother's wife, whatever it is, after their divorce. So too, his mother's sister, it's his mother's paternal sister, again, since it's paternal, and his own paternal sister, and his daughter that converted, again, is going to be permitted to him. But he cannot marry, not his maternal sister, because that's what we said is forbidden, but and neither could he marry his mother's maternal sister. And neither could he marry his maternal brother's wife. Meaning, she married his maternal brother after his maternal brother converted. Because but actually, if his brother married her when he was a Gentile, actually then she would be permitted to him. Halach yidalt. Shnei achim ta'imim. Two twin brothers, that they were conceived when the mother had not yet converted, with called not in sanctity. But when she was pregnant with these twins, is when she converted. Then there would be a liability of marrying his brother's wife as a regular Jewish brother's wife. Someone marries a female convert and her daughter that converted, or two maternal sisters. He remains married with one of them. He has to divorce the other one, which although biblically they're unrelated because they're like converts, but rabbinically not married to both of them because we shouldn't confuse that by Jewish people because it looks like a regular Jew, are also allowed to marry a mother, daughter, or two sisters. Now, but let's say he married a female convert and she died. Then he's allowed to marry her mother or her daughter. Because as we said, there's only a rabbinic decree and they only made it when they were alive because then it looks like at the same time, but if it's not the same time, then they didn't make this decree. Now, however, a person is allowed to marry two paternal sisters. Like we said, they didn't make this gezeirah by paternal relatives, like we explained in Halacha Yud Gimel. Halacha design. Now, Hashni is cool in all secondary arayas, which the Rambam went through in Hilchas Ishus and Perek Aleph. They didn't make those gezeres at all, which anyways is a gezer. We're not going to make a gezer like gezer. They didn't make this rabbinic decree by converts. Lafikach, therefore, muta ager, so it's permitted for the ger, lisa im imoy, to marry his mother's mother, v'noisan giyaris, and the aim, and the ger should be aim ima, and he's allowed to marry a convert and her mother's mother's mother, because actually mother's mother is actually a biblical violation, evas basbita, or his daughter's daughter's daughter, v'chem ashashnes, and all the secondary arayas are not forbidden to a ger. Now, Lochid Zandram continues regarding this halacha of isarayas as they apply, as the Rambam keeps comparing gerim and avadim and shvachis and maidservants. However, says the Rambam in Lochid Zandram, however, mutalisa imek shu evad. A slave is allowed to marry his mother when he's a slave. Vinsarch lemabita, you have to say he's allowed to marry his daughter, vachaysa, and the sister, which obviously a mother is more severe. He's allowed to marry them all, but kids, but all things like that. Now, what's the reason for this? And because even for a Gentile it's forbidden. No, because when he becomes an Eved, he's not considered as a Gentile anymore. And therefore the Arayas are forbidden on Gentiles, not forbidden on him. But at the same time, he's not yet a full-fledged Jew, that should be forbidden on him, the Arayas are forbidden on Gerim. So he actually gets the best of both in that way, and it's actually permitted to his mother and daughter and sister. Now, Allah Yitches, but says Rambam Yerale, it seems to me, Shembo Eved al Zach Behemah, but if the slave has relations with another male or with an animal, then they're both going to be killed. Because these are objective isurim that is forbidden to everyone to do such a thing, and that would be forbidden even for a slave, and he would be executed. Halacha Yitches. Avadim Shnishtachu, slaves that are freed, Harim Kigerim, they're like converts. Kol Shas Legerim, whatever is forbidden for a convert, Aslam is forbidden for them. Chalmut Legerim, whatever is permitted for converts, Mutlam is permitted for them. Now, Naisin Adam Shevchasil Abdi, a person could give his maidservant to his slave for relations, or Evet Chaber, or to his friend's slave. And moreover, Maisa Shevch Achat, Lashnei Avad Makatchila, initially one could go ahead and give his maidservant to be designated for two slaves. And they don't need anything to permit that. Elaharein Kebehemis, they're just like animals and cattle in that way. The shivchah shemi mechedes la'evad, and the maidservant that's designated for this slave, or she'in mechedes, or she's not designated, achas, it's all the same thing. The v'she'in ishes el Yisrael, because there's no halacha of, so to speak, marriage, which then it makes a woman forbidden to another man as a married woman. El Yisrael, it's only for Jewish people, oy l'goyim al goyim, or for one non-Jew, for al goyim, for other non-Jews, meaning to say that a non-Jew is forbidden to another married non-Jewish woman. Avaloy la'avadim. But not for slaves, meaning the wife of a slave is not a problem, ala vodim, to make another slave liable for having relations with the woman that's designated to a different slave. And v'loyla vodim, and neither is it a problem for the wife of a slave, al Yisrael, on a Jewish man. If a Jewish man has relations with the wife of a slave, he's going to be exempt. In contrast, actually, a Gentile that has relations with the wife of a slave actually would be liable.